I'm excited. We're beginning a new series this morning, and we're going to be going through the book of Ephesians over the next 100 years. And I'm so excited because it's one of my favorite books. Romans was great, and I love Romans. It is probably the favorite, second favorite toss-up between Ephesians and Hebrews. But it's a wonderful book that God has given to us that we might know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. I want you to grab your Bibles real quick. I want to show you a passage out of Ephesians from which we got that song. We didn't write that song, but somebody else did. And the basis of that song comes from Romans chapter 3. And one of the prayers that Paul offers for the church is a prayer he is making for the people of Ephesus, asking that God would do this in their lives. And chapter 3, beginning with verse 16, he says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints," here it is, "to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, and that you might be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God." Wow! What a prayer! And he is singing a song. While we sang that song, I just wanted to stand up and dance for glory and say, yeah, what a song. "Though we with ink the ocean fill, and though the sky were a parchment made, if every stalk on earth were a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though it be stretched from sky to sky." Wow! That is the love of Christ. And Paul prays for the church, and he writes to the church at Ephesus and says, "I want you to know this love that surpasses knowledge." It's almost like it can't be done. I want you to know this love, but you'll never know it all. We're going to be talking in the next few weeks about Ephesus. And we're going to be talking about this whole book. We're going to go through verse by verse. And I hope that you're not anxious to go anywhere, because we're going to soak in it. It's like a big warm hot tub, and we're all part of the family. And we're all dipping our toes in and pushing our tushes down, and we're going to sit there and soak in the love of God. And we're going to get wet all over with what God has for us. Let it flow over us so that we see the effect in our hearts and lives.